Just a month ago, it was unclear whether the American auto industry would survive. But thanks to a federal bailout, the industry this week is able to look to the future and the cars that could help drive it into better days. CNBC's Phil LeBeau is at the Detroit Auto Show with more. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Lester, and the theme of the show this year, fuel efficiency and electric cars. On the fuel efficiency fund, the Ford Fusion Hybrid gets 41 miles to the gallon. This is going to be serious competition for the Toyota Prius. On the electric car front, check this out. This is the Cadillac Converge, and it has the same technology in it as the Chevy Volt, which means it's going to be all electric. In fact, they've even added solar plant panels that you can't see on the roof, but that's one indication of how futuristic this vehicle will be. But in terms of futuristic, you have to check out the cockpit here, Lester. The inside of it looks like something out of Knight Rider. This is going to be a completely electric car. They are not saying whether or not it'll be built, but the odds are probably somewhere in that 2012-2013 range. And speaking of future electric cars, check this out. This is from a Chinese automaker. BYD is the automaker. This is their E6. They plan to sell this electric minivan in the United States in 2011. Price tag somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000. If they bring it here, Lester, this will be the first Chinese automobile sold in the United States. And if it is priced at $30,000 to $40,000, it's going to have serious implications for the domestic automakers when it comes to electric vehicles. Overall, though, Lester, when you walk around this floor, the somber tone, it's much more subdued than in past years. No extravagant parties. The productions for unveiling vehicles toned down considerably. And that's understandable given the state of the auto industry.
All right. Phil LeBeau, thanks for the tour. Appreciate it.